her. And but so please, let's be in prayer. They were going to do the operation right away, and they talked, and so the doctors concluded there's no difference between now or after Christmas, so they're going to wait till after Christmas and to do the operation. So please be in prayer for Julie Howard. Her husband's name is Jimmy, and they have a 3-year-old daughter, Annie. And so just be in prayer for the family. She's doing very well. So, well, first of all, are there any other prayer requests I need to be aware of before we get into announcements? Okay. Just continue to be in prayer for one another. I talked to Ian McGrath in Arkansas, and they'll be going to Central America in the end of January, early February. And Jim, how much was the offering we took up for that missionary journey? About 1445. So that's, and kind of cornered me, and she just said, "Thank you very much for setting me free." She said, "I have just, when Gene first started talking to this lady, I'll share this with you. When Gene first started talking with this lady about grace and things, the lady's look in her eyes was so angry at Gene, and just virtually told her shut up, and because they go to a women's a little Bible study, and that's how they met. And Gene, very carefully in the power of the Spirit, when to speak and when not sure. He listened to a few tapes and this kind of thing. It was kind of that type of doing that way is kind of new to him. And he was so thankful that I did come up. So he got to hear it face-to-face, live, what we're doing, what's the momentum. And he left with a really good enthusiastic attitude, not only to support her, but to listen himself. So we had a really good time in Arkansas. Sometime we get through and we wonder whether we want to do this again or not. But this time it was just very, very good. So thank you. Heavenly Father, we are now in a period in our nation's history, in the tradition.